Hey, Abbott, what time is it?
It's time for the Abbott and Costello Show.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go with the Abbott and Costello Show.
The Abbott and Costello Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood tonight for your listening pleasure. So, hold on to your chairs, folks, for here they are, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.
Costello, ever since we've opened this drugstore, you spent all your time behind that soda fountain. What are you doing now?
I'm making a Maltese milk.
You mean a malted milk?
Nah, I mean a Maltese milk. This is for the cat.
Yeah, will you get from behind that counter? You're no soda jerk.
Abbott, get those words closer together.
Look, now what are you doing? Get your hand out of that box.
Oh, I was just eating some lifesavers.
Those aren't lifesavers. They're corn plasters.
Corn plasters? No wonder every time I hiccup, I taste Mercurochrome.
Eat. That's all you do is eat.
I like to eat.
Well, look, what are you putting in your mouth now?
Ah, just these little round hard candies. I've been eating them all day.
Those aren't hard candies. Those are marbles out of the pinball machine.
They are?
Yeah.
That explains everything, Abbott.
Explains what?
Every time I sneeze, my nose lights up and spells tilt.
Now, look. Will you come over here, please, and help me put the price tags on these rat biscuits?
Rat biscuits?
Certainly, certainly. Don't you have rat biscuits at your house?
No, if the rats can't eat what we eat, let them starve.
Oh. All right, answer that telephone, Costello. Go ahead.
Hello, Costello's drugstore.
Hello, Mr. Costello. Do you have any medicine for a sick mule?
Yes, I have.
Well, why don't you take some, you jackass?
That was a very peachy joke. I think I'll pull it on Abbott. Hey, Abbott. Do you have any medicine for a sick mule?
No, but you can call my brother-in-law.
Now I'm stuck with two jackets.
Look, will you stop with those jokes and get to work, please?
Yeah. Hey, you know, I've been working all morning, Abbott. I'm making mustard plasters.
You make your own mustard plasters?
Yeah. I start with a little red pepper, chili powder, and then I add some horseradish and Tabasco sauce.
Oh, wait a minute. You'd better be careful with all that hot stuff.
Yeah, last week I had a little accident when my Uncle Artie Stebbins sat down on one of my mustard plasters.
What happened?
He won first prize in the national air races. Hello?
Hello, hello, hello. I'll answer it. Hello, Costello's... Costello's drugstore. Oh, hello, hello, Mrs. Dinkelberger.
Oh, yeah.
What? He did. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll take care of that right away. Costello, you idiot. I told you to deliver an electric bed warmer to Mrs. Dinkelberger.
Well, I did that, Abbott.
You dummy, you didn't. You took her over an electric bed warmer, but you took her an electric toaster.
I wondered why I kept turning her over and throwing her out of bed.
How can you be so stupid? Can't you tell a bed warmer from a toaster? Don't you know the first thing about electricity?
Sure. For quite a while now, I've been experimenting with short waves.
How long have you been interested in short waves?
Ever since I got slapped by a tall what?
What a dope. I don't know. Why, you don't even know who invented electricity.
Oh, sure I do.
Oh, you do.
Oh, are you kidding? Everybody knows that electricity was discovered by Mrs. Benjamin Franklin.
Mrs. Franklin? You mean Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, Mrs. Benjamin Franklin. One day she and her husband had an argument, and she said, Benjamin, go fly a kite.
Oh.
And that's how it started.
Look, will you cut out?
Go fly a kite.
Cut out the silliness, Costello.
My wife tells me the same thing. I don't invent nothing.
Look, will you do me a favor? Please, and take a bed warmer over to Mrs. Dingleberger's right away. And be sure you get the right voltage. Do you notice the voltage and wattage in her cottage?
Did I notice the voltage and wattage in her cottage?
Yes.
Hey, Abbott, you talk it a little stupid.
No, Costello. What is her house, AC or DC?
It's lousy.
No. Look, what is the house wired for?
What is the house wired for?
What is the house wired for?
The same thing that all California houses are wired for.
What's that?
To keep them from falling apart.
No. I'm talking about electricity, Costello. Look at that bed warmer. Look at it. See it there? Now, what does that little tag say?
A 40.
That means 40 what?
I don't know.
I just told you.
You told me what?
That's right.
What's right?
Correct. You see, Costello, the amount of current... the amount of current used in this bed warmer is 40 what?
I don't know.
Look, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you.
You're telling me what?
Yes.
Here we go again.
Well, let me explain it another way. At your house, you have a little electric bulb. Now, what do you see on the bottom of that bulb?
Flies.
Fly. Oh, no, no, no. All right, look. But suppose the flies weren't there.
Then it wouldn't be my house.
Well, look. Please pay attention. On the bottom of your light bulb, it tells you the wattage. Wattage was discovered by a man named James Watt. What is the man's name?
Was it Smith?
No. It wasn't Smith. It wasn't Smith. What is the man's name?
I give up.
I just told you.
You didn't tell me nothing. You said what is the man's name.
That's right.
What's right?
Correct.
Hey, Abbott, can I ask you just one little simple question?
Oh, certainly, Costello. Go ahead.
Well, the man who discovered wattage, his first name is James. Correct?
Correct.
What is his last name?
Right.
Now I got it.
All right, now, tell me the man's name.
James Wright.
Oh, what?
Where's the manager of this drugstore? I demand to see the manager.
Costello, see what that lady wants.
What can we do for you, madam?
Oh, there you are, you little bloated blimp. One that sold me that bottle of leg makeup.
Yes, ma'am. What's the matter? Is it the right shade?
You fool. I can't get my leg out of the bottle.
You know that the bottle's got a better shape than the leg?
I read it wrong. So what? Are you kidding? Just look at my limbs. I have very pretty legs. Have you ever seen anything like these before?
Only once. But they had a sign on them that said, "You are now approaching the California Redwoods."
Oh, you're so clever, Mr. Costello. You know you could sell a lot of medicine in this drugstore if you'd do just one thing.
And what's that?
Stand outside and make people sick.
Ah, never mind our Costello. See what that man wants at the prescription counter. He looks like he's in pain.
Oh, help. Help, young man, help. I've got to have something to make me sleep. I dreamt all night long that grasshoppers were jumping around in my stomach.
What did you have for dinner?
Grasshoppers.
All right, I'll take care of this man. Answer that phone.
Okay. Hello, Costello's bookstore.
Call me a doctor. Call me a doctor. You must call me a doctor.
Why?
I just graduated from medical school.
Hey, look, Costello. Here comes the movie actress, Bessie May Mutual.
Hello, boys. I thought I'd stop in at your drugstore and purchase a few packages. First, I would like a large box of aspirin tublets.
Aspirin tublets?
That's what you take when you got a hoodie.
Is there anything else, Miss Mutual?
Yes, I'd better have a large bottle of Coke medicine.
Coke medicine?
Yes. Did you ever wake up in the middle of the night hoking and coughing?
No, but last night I had the snoofles in my nose.
You can get my packages ready and send them over in your delivery troop.
Ah, oh, very sorry. The troop is broken. I'll have to come over on my roller skates.
Scoot.
Well, I have to leave you now. Aloha, adios, and au revoir.
How do you like that? She didn't even say goodbye.
Costello, this man just came in the side entrance. See what he wants.
Good morning, sir. Could you give me a glass of water? A glass of water? What?
Water?
Champagne. Yeah, I've had these. I've had them for 2 months.
Two months?
Nights.
Look, I'll get you some pills for that.
Oh, no thanks. I couldn't keep those big pills on my stomach.
Well, we'll tape them on.
Quiet, Costello. Here, my good man. Just swallow these big round pills fast, and you'll be all right.
Oh, thank you. Ah, gee, that's swell. I feel fine. Fine.
Don't stand there, Rabbit. Put your hand over his mouth before I break every window in that joint.
All right, I'll get this fellow outside, Costello. Hey, Winron, there comes Mrs. Niles.
Oh, there you are, you little pipsqueak. I've got a bone to pick with you.
A bone? No, thanks. I'm full. I just had lunch with a cocker spaniel.
Now, you pay attention. Do you remember last week when my horse fell down in front of your drugstore and hurt his leg?
Yes.
Well, when you bandaged up the horse's leg, you tied my leg up with it.
So what?
In the past week, I've run in 5 races at Santa Anita.
And what are you bragging about? Not once did you come into the money.
Mrs. Niles, how do you do? What's the trouble?
Oh, hello, Mr. Abbott. I came over here to collect my rent. You boys have been living in my apartment for a month now, and I haven't received a penny.
Well, here it is.
The rent?
No, a penny.
Oh, that does it. Costello, if you don't have the rent by noon tomorrow, I'll throw you out of my apartment. And furthermore, I'll have the sheriff attach this drugstore.
Mrs. Niles, don't do that. I haven't got any money. How about taking the money and merchandise? Here, Mrs. Niles, how about some of these nice beauty preparations?
I don't need any. I spent Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in a beauty parlor.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in a beauty parlor?
Yes.
Brother, that's what I call a lost weekend.
Oh, you little squirt. Just remember what I said. I either get my rent or out you go, and I'll close this drugstore. Goodbye.
Well, Costello, you've got us in hot water again. Mrs. Niles is mad at us. We're going to get thrown out of our apartment. And we're going to lose the drugstore.
Abbott, everything happens to me.
Yep.
I'm always in trouble. Look at the bags under my eyes. Maybe I can get rid of these bags by putting some of this cream on them.
Costello, be careful of those creams. They're very powerful. Some of them are for weight control. For instance, if the label says fat, you get fat. If it says thin, you get thin. Now remember that. Whatever the label says, you get.
You get what the label says?
That's right. You get what the label says.
Call a doctor. Get me a doctor.
Wait a minute. What's the matter? What does the label say?
Baby cream.
Oh.
And now, here is lovely Amy Arnell to sing.
Sunday morning is going to be some Sunday morning.
What are you doing up there on that ladder, Costello?
I'm packing up all this medicine. Mrs. Niles is closing my drugstore because I can't pay the rent. Here, Abbott, catch this big bottle I got.
Wait a minute. What's in that bottle?
Oh, just some coloring stuff. It's some kind of tint.
Tint?
Yeah, it's right on the bottle. TNT.
Don't throw that bottle. Don't throw that bottle, you dummy. Get off that ladder, Costello. You hear me? Get down. Now, look what you did. Pick up those aspirin tablets.
What aspirin tablets? Those are my teeth.
This whole thing is ridiculous, Costello. You don't have to close up this store. You've got it until noon tomorrow to raise the rent money. Now, all we have to do is think this thing over carefully. Let's put our heads together.
Now, wouldn't that be a pretty picture? It would look like a baseball score. Nothing to nothing.
Nice. Hey, look, Costello. Look! Costello! Look what I found on the bottom shelf. A sack of uranium.
Uranium?
Certainly. You know what uranium is?
My mother has a box and a window so full of pink and red uranium.
No. Costello, those are geraniums.
And she has some of those brass flowers, too.
Brass flowers?
Yes. Petunias?
No, you dope. Don't you realize what uranium is? That's what they use to make atomic bombs. Wait a minute, Costello. This is wonderful. I know how you can raise the money to pay the rent.
With that little bag of uranium?
Yes. All you have to do is invent an atomic bomb.
Not me, Abbott. I can't stand noise of any kind.
You can't stand noise?
No. When I was a little boy, I couldn't wear bangs.
You could wear... Oh, come on. This is nonsense, please. Look, listen, little please. If you invent an atomic bomb, the whole world will be talking about Lou Costello. Can't you just hear what they're saying?
Yeah, don't it look natural? Look, I ain't messing around with that stuff, Abbott.
Oh, come on. This is too good to lose, Costello. Look, I'm going to call that great scientist, Professor Melonhead.
Hello?
Hello, Professor Melonhead. This is Abbott. Get over to Costello's drugstore right away.
Sorry, I'm in the bathtub right now taking a bath, but I'll be there as soon as I dress. Well, gentlemen, here I am.
Put on your hat, Melonhead. You're still half naked. Paul.
Quiet, Costello. Professor Melonhead, we have just found a sack of uranium.
Eureka! Eureka!
No, uranium.
Oh, uranium. Do you realize what that means, gentlemen? We can make a bomb. Do you hear a bomb?
Oh, Abbott, get this guy out of here. He's bombing.
Don't insult the professor, Costello. Melonhead is a great scientist.
Yes, sir, Costello. I got my PhD at Harvard, my LLD at Yale. What about you?
I got my DVD at Shiz Roebuck.
Costello, I'm amazed at your display of ignorance. I, Professor Melonhead, am one of the country's leading chemists. Why, all day long, I spend my time mixing things in glasses.
Mixing things in glasses?
Yes, it's made a great scientist out of me.
It made a souse out of Ray Milland.
Oh. Please, Costello, I'm not talking about the lost weekend. I'm offering you my talents in an effort to invent an atomic bomb within the price range of everybody's purse. Just think of it. I doubt if you have the mental talents to collaborate with me. Now, tell me, Costello, do you know anything about chemistry?
Are you kidding? Ask me questions.
All right, I'll ask you an elementary question. Name three things that contain starch.
A cow and two cups.
Oh, I...
Going to make a bomb out of this sack of junk.
Junk? Costello, scientists can do anything. Why, just the other day, a fellow scientist of mine succeeded in getting milk. Milk, mind you, from a peanut. Now, what have you got to say to that?
All I can say is he must have had an awful low stool.
Wait a minute. You mean to say that you question the veracity of my scientific thesis? Young man, do you realize that they are even making women's clothes out of sour milk?
Now, there's a pretty picture. Can you imagine Desi with a girl and a cheese chemise and a girdle?
Costello, will you cut it out? Professor, do you really think you can make an atomic bomb?
Please, do not ask me if I think. Of course I think. I am one of the world's biggest thinkers.
You can speak plainer than that.
Costello. Of course, gentlemen, we cannot experiment with this dangerous element within the confines of the city limits. Now, gather up your sack of uranium, Costello, and meet me in the middle of the Mojave Desert tomorrow morning. Ah, when we explode this bomb, it will be sensational. All atomic bombs in the past have been set off from a point miles away, but this time, we want a man right by the bomb to see what happens. And Costello, when we ask for a man to volunteer, who do you think steps forward?
Who?
You.
Who pushed me?
Oh... Enough of this nonsense. Now, I'll see you two gentlemen at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning in the Mojave Desert. Well, good day. I must be off. I must be off.
And he ain't kidding.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are gathered in the lonely waste of the Mojave Desert. We are about to witness a great scientific experiment. All night long, Professor Melonhead has labored to perfect his atomic bomb. And in exactly 3 minutes, they will pull the lever that releases this terrible energy. All it requires is a little jerk.
That's me, folks.
Costello, here comes Professor Melonhead.
Ah, there you are, Costello. Well, we're all ready for the great experiment. Everything!
Everybody get in the bomb shelter.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Not you, Costello. You're going to stay out here and pull the lever.
Abbott, get me out of here.
Oh, nonsense, Costello. You have nothing to fear. I have brought with me one of the greatest authorities on the atomic bomb in the whole world, Dr. Philpott Store Cheese. Now, I want you, Costello, I want you to meet this great scientific genius. Doctor, say hello to Lou Costello.
Hello. I just came from Brazil.
You must have come in with the last shipment of nuts.
Quiet, Costello. Dr. Store Cheese is going to tell you how to protect yourself when this bomb goes off.
Yeah. Oh, there's nothing to it. It just calls for perfect timing. When you pull the lever, the machine will go clank, clank, clank. And then finally it makes a big boom and you go shh.
I got news for you. I'm gonna go shh before it goes boom.
All right, let's go. Everybody into the bomb shelter. I'm talking to you now, Costello, over the radio in the phone. The radio phone in the bomb shelter now. Are you at your station?
I'm at my station.
Grasp lever.
Grasp lever.
Pull.
Pull.
Cheap uranium. The bomb didn't go off. I knew it wouldn't work. Oh, boy, I bet all you people out there thought I was going to go off.
Costello, where is Costello? Oh, poor Costello, my little pal. Costello, where is he?
Hello. Hello, Abbott.
Oh, thank heavens you're safe, Costello. Where are you?
I'm up here on the moon.
You're up on the moon. Don't be silly. There's only one man who gets to the moon. That's Superman.
Who do you see Jamie the Nickel for this phone call?
And now, here are Bud and Lou with a final word. Well, Costello, you turned out to be quite a scientist tonight.
Yes, and to prove to the audience that I really am a scientist, I'd like to invite everybody to stay after the show, and I'll get out my bottles and glasses and mix them one of my favorite drinks.
No, not that, Costello! Why are you getting so picky? Get away from
me! Wait a minute, you. Hey, listen, fella, I'm just as smart as you are anytime.
Oh, yeah? I saw you and Bud last night in your new Universal picture, The Little Giant. Boy, are you a dope.
Oh, yeah? Ask me something.
Okay, fat stuff. What's the difference between a beautiful girl and a baboon?
I don't know.
You must have some wonderful dates.
Good night, folks.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.